It's amazing start to the year when you consider that you guys are the only home team to have won, and then you're 2-0 and on top of the ladder. It's a really good start.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, we've been away for a very long time, and to be able to come back and get that win in Adelaide, that was fantastic. And then to roll at home with such a convincing win, it's good signs, and the guys are feeling really good about it.
To have started with Angus out and take the responsibility that you knew you could have, how important was it for you to step up and really shoulder the workload?
I knew from the get-go that Gus would be back in the lineup regardless, and under the understanding that as soon as he's back and healthy, that there could be the chance of me slotting back out. We're going to be a good duo. I remember back when the same with me and Nate and me and Maddie. It was just as long as the big guys are on the same page and what we need to do as a job, and splitting those minutes and just being a powerhouse, and we're going to be fine. And I think we did a fantastic job of that over the weekend. We really tag team really well, and did our job and helped the team get the wins.
Having not really played together before it actually mattered, what was it like to getting your working out what your roles and all that sort of stuff, and getting when you'd be on, when you'd be off?
It is a bit of a work getting used to it, because it's the first time we've had a full squad, like, really, in all honesty. So it was awesome to see how it all worked and how smoothly it ran. It was fantastic, and just to know how hard the guys are working and have worked this off season, and now it's starting to put it in place. It's been great.
It's come a little bit because of Gus's injury, but for you personally to be able to play a lot of minutes at the start of the season and have a really big role early, was that something you expected coming over?
It chops and changes throughout the year. Guys get injured, guys get healthy, and it just rolls that way. So you just got to be prepared to step up when the opportunity comes. And it was my turn this time, and it'll be someone else's next time. Just as long as we keep on the same page and doing the right things, we're going to put ourselves in a good place.
What's it been like slotting back into the group? You seem pretty happy, and there's a lot of energy at training, that sort of thing.
Yeah, it gets a bit competitive out there, which is fantastic. But it's like I've never left. The guys have been fantastic. We've got the same banter, same silly jokes, same getting paid out on everything. So, and the offense is the same as what I'm used to. Everything. There's little wrinkles that have changed, but they've helped me really easily to pick everything up.
Just talking about those little changes, what have you seen so far? Some new personnel. How much has the game style evolved even just this early in the season?
A little bit. I mean, we're a bit quicker than what we used to be. We got guys like Tarico, we got Nick running the floor really well for another big. Obviously, Gus is fantastic in the post. So getting to battle against him, it's been awesome. Just looking forward to hitting these. Brisbane coming up next, which is going to be a fantastic hit out for us. So it's been great.
They're a different team all of a sudden in 12 months, aren't they, Brisbane, from when you were there?
Yeah, definitely.
Is it going to feel like it's the old mob?
For them it's a new mob. For me it's just the old team, so it doesn't really matter who it is we're going up against. This is my team, and I'm excited to go into battle with these guys that we've worked hard all off-season. Like I said, we're going to put it on the floor every time we go out there and give it 100%, and sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't, but as long as we're doing the right things to put ourselves in a good spot.
Had some issues with fouls, personally. What's your theory behind why it's not working for you? You keep getting caught doing everything.
I'm fouling. They're getting called, so I'm fouling. So I need to change the way I'm going about it out there. I'm having conversations with Maddie Nielsen about the things I'm doing out on there. We're watching film. So trying to obviously limit them as much as possible to stay out on the court for as long as possible. It's a hard thing to say. It changes from game to game. And I've just got to keep my hands out and do the right things and pick up with the way the rest are calling. If they're calling a certain way, then I can't be fouling that way, So it's a learning curve, and obviously it's been a bit of a thing throughout my career lately, and we're trying to pin it down.
Happened pre-season as well, happened in the NBA games also, so it seems like regardless of who's looking at it, the rest have all got the same opinion.
Yeah, foul's a foul, so yeah, I'm not worried about them calling it. It is what it is. I've just got to go out and play my game and not to focus on that too much, and it'll come naturally.
Does it get in your head at all during the game?
No, obviously you have frustrating things when you come off the bench. You may have a bit of a talk to yourself and a bit of a yell into a towel, but you get over it pretty quickly. We've got a job to do, and if we're not focused on that, then you're letting your teammates down. So just making sure that, if I do something silly, get it out of my system in a couple of seconds and then back to it.
I'm confident that you've worked out the intricacies of what little things you're doing wrong.
Yeah, it is. It's a learning curve. Every game's different. Every situation's different. So you just gotta adapt to it.
Tom, 150th NBL game last week, 100th Wildcats game this week. Did you see those milestones coming up back in 2012, 2013?
Nah, obviously, I'm extremely thankful of every opportunity that I've had. To play 150 as a Wildcat was amazing, and now to play 100 as a Wildcat is pretty awesome. As long as I keep my body healthy, I'd like to keep going as far as I can. But obviously extremely thankful for not being able to get a job to where I am now and to be a part of a championship and, you know, two great organisations. It's been fantastic.